Bible's with you tonight. Turn with me to Joshua chapter 6. There's going to be a little bit of reading. If y'all want to stay in, y'all can. If you want to say it, that's fine. But it's going to be a little bit of reading tonight. Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6. It reads like this. It says, "Now Jericho was straightly shut up because the children of Israel, none went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See how I have given it to thee, into thy hand, Jericho and the king thereof, and the mighty men of the Lord. And you shall compass the city, all you men of war, and go around about the city once. Thou shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets around for them. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpets, and all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall stand up, every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant. And let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, Pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass when Joshua had spoken to the people that the 7 priests bear the 7 trumpets of ram's horn passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets and the ark of the covenant of the Lord and followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets. And the river came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, You shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice. Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I have given you. Shout, then you shall shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city going about it once. And they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose up, rose early in the morning, and the priest looked up the ark, of the Lord. And 7 priests, bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord, went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, but the river came after the ark of the Lord, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once, and returned into the camp, so they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early, about the dawning of the day, and compassed the city after the same manner. 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time when the priest blew with the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And I'm going to skip down to verse 20. And so the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpet. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the walls fell down. I'm going to tell you tonight, if the Lord will be my helper, I want to preach a little message tonight when the walls fell down. I'm telling you, you hear it on the children of Israel. You know, they had to compass that city. You know, they went around it. They went around it 7 times only on that last day. But I can tell on the 1st day, you know, when they went around and they seen nothing happen. On day 2, they went around and they seen nothing happen, brother. And they did this for several days. But I'm telling you, on that 7th day, they marched around that city. They marched around it 7 times. And I could just put in my mind that the children of Israel marched around this city. They said the walls of that city was 30 feet high and 20 feet thick. I could take and see them with my spiritual eye walking around this city and say, Well, what's going to happen here? I'm telling you, I can see them with my spiritual eye. They're on that 6th lap. They said nothing ain't happening yet. But I'm telling you, on that 7th time, the trumpet blew and the man of God said, Shout. And I tell you, the people, they
had the city. I'm going to tell you, I can see in my spiritual eyes tonight, some of y'all got walls built up. Some got a spiritual wall built up. But I'm telling you tonight, if you just believe tonight, them walls can come tumbling down. They can come tumbling down tonight. I'm telling you tonight, it's through faith. They can come down. Some of us got a wall of doubt. It's built up before our eyes. Some of us got all kind of walls built up. Where's a wall of jealousy? Where's a wall of doubt over what it may be? I'm telling you, it's still a wall, and it can come down tonight. It can come down in the name of Jesus. It can fall flat. It can fall flat tonight. I'm telling you, some even got a wall of resentment. It's built up around them. I'm telling you tonight, them walls, it's got to come down. Them walls tonight, they keep one from the victory. Them walls, they keep you from victory tonight. They got to come down. They got to come down at the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, you can do all things tonight through Christ that strengthens you. I'm telling you tonight, when the children of Israel was walking by around that city, they probably had in their mind, there's no way this is possible that that city's going to fall down. I'm telling you tonight, everything's possible to them that believes tonight. Everything is possible. You know, we build up walls. And we build up walls. We build up high walls. And they keep us from getting through. They keep us from touching. They keep us from touching God. When we got a wall set before us. I can remember, I know my wife don't care if I use her for an example. She had walls when she first got saved. She had walls that was built before her. She couldn't trust people. She had a wall that was built before her. But I'm telling you tonight, it had to come down. It had to fall flat. It had to come down, I tell you. What kind of wall have you got standing before you tonight? I'm telling you tonight, if you just keep marching, if you keep going forward, it can fall tonight. It can fall. You know, as every one of us tonight, we had some kind of wall that was setting before us in the Lord. I tell you, some of us, it was the big wall of sin. I'm telling you, it can come down tonight. If you got a sin barrier there, it can come down. A lot of people say, well, I'm just straddling in the middle of the road. I'm just in the middle. I'm telling you, there's no fish to straddle. If you yell in the night or you don't, there's no wall there. There's no in-between place. I'm telling you, we need to build. We need to tear them walls down tonight.
Right.
We need to tear them down. I'm telling you, long as you got a wall there, you'll never have no victory. You'll never have no happiness until it's tore down, until it's completely destroyed. Until it's completely destroyed. Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to tonight? It's even in families. You got walls built up. You won't let people in. I'm telling you tonight, we need to do away with it. We need to get to a place where we can pray for them people. I'm telling you tonight, I'll tell you, I'm a relationship preacher tonight. We got to have a relationship. We got to have a one-on-one time with God. That's the only way that you're going to see walls crumble. You see things fall. You got to have a relationship with Almighty God. You got to have that relationship. And that's when you see walls fall. I'm telling you, so many of us, you know, in the times past, I had spiritual walls. I had a hard heart. I didn't care for no man. And I would tell you exactly what was on my mind. And I would tell you what I thought. But that wall had to be torn down. It had to go. I'm telling you tonight, that things like that's got to go. We can't have walls that's standing before us in Christ. We got to tear them down. They got to crumble. I'm telling you, keep marching. The victory is we. Let's keep marching tonight. You know, that's what the children of Israel had to do. You know, they was walking around that city. You know, I said a while ago, keep it in mind, 30 feet high. 30 feet high that wall was around that city. 20 feet thick. And the man of God told them, said, you paid, and you march around that wall. You march around this city. You do it six times, one time a day, for 6 days. And on that seventh day, you do it seven times. And when you hear the trumpet sound, shout, because the Lord has given you the city. I'm telling you tonight, them walls can crumble. I'm telling you, he's right. Giving you the kingdom. All you have to do is believe it for a little while.
Right. Yes.
He wants to give you the kingdom. Yes. He wants to take all bitterness out of you. Oh, I don't know why it's going this way. All bitterness. All thing that defiles. All thing that makes a lie. He wants to do away with it tonight. I'm telling you, he wants to break down that wall between mothers and fathers. I'm telling you, he wants to break down that wall between sisters and brothers. He wants to break down that wall between children and mama and daddy tonight. He wants to break down that wall tonight. And he can do it. You can pass it. You have to pass it now. Keep on marching. It's going to fall down. It's going to fall down. It's going to fall down. I'm telling you, my Bible tells me in some of the footnotes, this wall, this city, you know, it fell inward. It fell inward. It couldn't crumble sort of at our feet, I'm telling you. That's what he'll do when you got the Lord on your side. When he's on your side, I'm telling you, things work out. Things work out tonight. I tell you, I have some notes tonight. But I tell you, I feel like it's going on the way it's going tonight. I'm telling you, I can get in some notes, and I might bore you a little bit, or I can wait on out, and I can take and preach a little bit. I feel like preaching a little bit tonight. I'm telling you tonight, do away with them barriers. Do away with them. I'm telling you, when you got a wall built, and he was to die, you can open your eyes in hell. You need to take and do away with them tonight.
Right. Bless some more.
He said he come to do away with strongholds. He come to do away with them. And so many of us got strongholds in our life. We got them walls in our life, them strongholds. But in the name of Jesus tonight, they got to crumble. They got to go. At the name of Jesus, every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess. At the name of Jesus. What am I preaching to? You know, it ain't worth it when we got walls in front of us. You know, some people, they get old revenge spirit about them, and they build a wall. They said, I ain't gonna let this one in, and I ain't gonna let that one in. I tell you, they hurt me. I'm going to hurt them. I say, no way of being tonight. Who am I preaching to, church? Turn it loose. Turn it loose. Let the Lord have all that troubles, all that care. Let him have it tonight. Cast your care upon him tonight. For he cared for you. Let him have it. It's not worth losing your soul for. Let him have it all. Let him have it. You know, so many times, I don't know why I'm preaching this way, but so many times we get stuff worked up in our mind against our neighbor. We get things worked up in our mind against our brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm telling you, that's walls. That's walls that we build. They got to be tore down. There got to be unity in the spirit. They got to be unity tonight. That's when the Lord blesses. When all the walls are failed. When all of them's failed. You know, I tried to study hit on this a little bit for the last few days. I didn't know where the Lord would want me to go with this message tonight. But I do know without a shadow of a doubt, this is what he wanted me to go to. I was coming home from the Michelin plant last night. I was taking my boy to work, turned on the radio, and this old Baptist man, he started talking about marching around the walls of Jericho. He said the walls could fall down. I said to myself, that's it. That's it. That's the approval. What kind of wall standing in your way tonight? Do away with it. Do away with it tonight.
Amen.
What kind of wall standing there? You might have seemed like you marched around it quite a few times. You might have felt like you've been going around it several times already. But I'm telling you, put a little faith to work. Put a little faith to action. And them walls are going to crumble down. I'm telling you tonight, if you got a faith of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and be in yonder place. And you shall not doubt in your heart, it's going to be done. I tell you, the Lord can move mountains. You can speak to a mountain. That mountain in your life, he can move it. I tell you, you can go up to Walhalla. You had a faith to believe it. You can say, be thou moved. I believe the Lord can send in earth movers. I believe he can move that mountain. Who am I preaching to tonight? Let them walls fall down.
Right.
Let them fall down.
Bless
the Lord.
Yes.
Let them fall down. You got to go. You got to go. I don't know why it's going this way, but there's so many times I've been here, and I've already done it before. So many times you feel like somebody don't care for you, but I'm telling you, don't. Don't let it come against you. Don't let it build no wall there. Show love. Love's what's going to take you through the work. Love. Love draws. It's charity. Charity draws. I preach what I preach to y'all out of love. Out of love for you. I'm telling you tonight, if you got a wall there, you ain't going to make it in. You need to do away with it. Some of these people, they got walls of spite built up. They got it built up and don't want to turn loose of it just for it to spite somebody. And that ain't the way it should be. Let them walls fall tonight. Let them crumble.
Yeah.
It's not worth losing your soul for. It's not worth losing your soul for. Your prized possession is your soul.
That's right.
Is your soul tonight. You know that's your prize. If you lose your soul, you lost it all. I'm telling you tonight, I'm throwing out the hook tonight. I'm fishing. I'm fishing tonight. I'm telling you, at his word, I'm letting down my net. At his word, I'm letting it down. I tell you, my labor's not in vain tonight. The Lord's doing the work. He's going to do it tonight. Walls. Walls.
Come on.
You know, when you get a hard heart, you can build some walls.
Come on,
right. And it takes the Spirit of God and the anointing of God to break that wall.
True.
To make it come down. You know, I remember Brother Dixon. He preached a message here. When I first come here, he had a chain up here. He had a chain. He didn't know what he was representing. You know the chains can fall off. You can go free. But I'm telling you tonight, there's so many at the sound of my voice. You bound it down with chains and fetters tonight. You bound it down. But I'm telling you, you can be loosed. You can be loosed tonight. All you have to do is put faith to action. Everyone's keeping you down. Don't have to keep you down anymore. You don't have to leave like you come. You can leave a brand new person. You don't have to be that way. You know, one of the biggest walls I hit on a while ago that you can get under is when, I'm going to use my wife again, you got a mother, you got a child, and that mother takes and pushes that child back, and then that child builds a wall. Said, Mama's not going to hurt me no more. Daddy's not going to hurt me no more. But them kind of walls is the walls I'm speaking about tonight. Them kind of walls has got to come down. Things are taking to defile you. You got to get rid of them. You got to get rid of them. You got to forgive. You got to get it all under the blood. I don't know who I'm preaching to tonight, but Lord help me. We need to get it all under the blood tonight. It's got to be under the blood. You know, there's so many times. You know, I love my mama to death. You know, she'll come through them doors. I love her to death. But when it comes to this gospel, I got no mother. I got no daddy. I got no brothers. And I got no sisters. All I got is a master in heaven. And I want to hear his voice. And I want to give it to you when it gets to me. I'm telling you, do away with it. They got to do away with it tonight. If it's there. You know, my Bible tells me, if you got an ode against your brother, come right here and leave thy gift and be reconciled to your brother. It's the same way when it's a loved one. Be reconciled to him. Then come and bring your gift.
Yeah, brother.
Then come and bring your gift. I got many brothers and sisters that I love, but they placed a wall between me and them. They placed this wall there. And the only way that I ever get through to any of them is they're going to have to convert over and believe the gospel. That veil will have to be lifted off their eyes for they can see. They built these walls, brother. They built them high and they built them thick. There's no way in my natural man that I can do no way to get through. But I tell you, when God, when he starts to work, when he starts to prick the heart, I'm telling you that wall can fall down. It can fall down tonight. It can fall down. Who am I preaching to? You know, it's walls. It's no more than this right here. You may not be, you may be hearing the sound of my voice. You may not have no wall there. But I'm telling you, don't build one there. Don't build one there. You take and you keep all that stuff tore down. I'm telling you tonight, it's not worth it. When you got something standing in your way. When you got it standing in your way, you can't feel the power and the presence of God because it's standing there. It's standing there before you. It's so tall you can't climb over it. It's so big you can't cross it. I'm telling you tonight, that wall or that mountain, it can be gone in the name of Jesus tonight. You know, we don't have to tote all them weights. We don't have to tote all that illness. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but Lord, help me to preach. I'm telling you, we don't have to tote all that stuff. We don't have the mother drugs. I'm telling you, we don't have to come in the house of God looking like we've been sucking on the living. We can have a victory. The victory is we. Long as we keep on, keep it on for him. Right. We can do all things through him. Romans 8:28 says all things work together for good for those that love God and are called according to his purpose. It's going to work out. It's not in your timing. It's in his. God's got a timetable tonight. You wished all this stuff would work out in your time. But it's not in your time. It's in his time tonight. I'm telling you, it's no more than it was when Lazarus has died. You know, Mary and Martha there. You know, when their brothers died. He said, my Lord would have been here, he wouldn't have died. I'm telling you, he sent for him, and he tarried still. He tarried there 4 days. When he come into the town, he said, Lord, he's been dead 4 days. Now he stinketh. But I'm telling you, he said, just stand back a little bit, and you shall see the glory of God. I'm telling you tonight, you can see the glory of God if you just stand back. You just give it to him. Just give it to him tonight. Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to? I wish that the Lord would just anoint me for to come forth the way it needs to come forth. I'm telling you, it's no more than I said a while ago. He's got you bound. by big chains and feathers tonight. And you can't get loose. You've been struggling and trying to get loose. It's not by your power. But the Lord said it's by not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. That's how you're going to get loose. It's by the Spirit of God tonight. Yes. It's by the Spirit of God.
Right.
It's by His Spirit. Who am I preaching to?
Bless Him, Lord.
Who am I preaching to? I remember times when I was coming along, I had walls built. High walls. Didn't have love for nobody. That wall was high and it would stick. I wasn't letting you in. You wasn't getting in. But thanks be to God that He saved this old boy right on time. He conditioned my heart. And I tell you, the walls fell. The walls fell. Every wall that I had in my life, they started crumbling down. They started falling tonight. Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to tonight? Listen to me tonight. You don't have to leave like you come. How high do you think the wall is as you got built? Do you think it's so high that the Lord can't move it? Do you think that situation that you're going through tonight is so big that He can't move it?
That's right.
You know, I serve a mighty big God.
He's
not a little God. He's not a little God tonight. He's a big God.
Trust me.
He's a big God. Who am I preaching to?
Bless the Lord.
If you got that wall tonight, these altars is open. They open. I can take and scream to you. I can take and holler at you. And I can take and preach to you through the break of dawn. But I can't do it. If you got that wall there, this altar's open for you. He can crumble tonight. I'm telling you, He's a fix-it man. A preacher, a pastor, an evangelist ain't no fix-it man. All we can do is give you an instruction. And I'm giving you instruction tonight. If you got a wall that you want to see it crumble tonight, I tell you, gather around these altars. That's where it's at tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
Will you come? Will you come? You know, so many times they'll say, well, I go, they'll think that's me. Well, I don't care what people think. I don't care what they think tonight.
Yeah,
we got to have it all under the blood. We got to have them walls. We got to have them tore down. We can't have them, none of them standing. None of them can't be standing. None of them can stand. They can't stand.